Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Say, I'm in the supernatural. The supernatural is my advantage. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's see 2 Kings 6. In fact, let me start with this story. Popular story. You all know this story. The blessedness of reading scripture. And you read it, you get excited. From verse, from verse 8, because of time. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servant, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. Next part of scripture. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place. And these are the used to fight war those days. They will call a prophet to tell them everything that God wants. He said, now this is Elijah the prophet telling them. He said, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. You see, that's the prophetic, working as an advantage. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He will tell you, don't buy that coin. He will tell you, buy that coin. Do not neglect the gift of God that is at work in you. Don't neglect it. Some of you don't want to look. You don't want to look odd. You got to look odd. You must look odd to the world. The Bible says we are like aliens to the world. Are you here? You're about to show the prophetic, and they are wondering, what kind of rubbish is this? This guy, is he civilized? I agree that you are not civilized. At the end, they will tell which is wisdom. Don't be shy. Beware, do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Glory to God. That's part of scripture. Verse 10. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him. And he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Wise king. That's part of scripture. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servant and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Next part of scripture. And none of his servants said, none, my lord. And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel, the words that you speak in your bedroom. Rego Catalia. Somebody said the supernatural. How prophet take no say I think that? How take no? We know exactly. Sometimes God gives us a privilege to know that as he wills. I said, there's no secret here. There's a man that anything you do, he knows. And he will tell them, and that's the advantage. Tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Meaning when you are talking to your honey, he's hearing honey. Even with your wife, he's hearing honey. Honey, I don't have money. He's hearing it. You want to finish. Next part of scripture. I pity those who look down the prophetic. He said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in what? Dothan. Next part of scripture. That is looking for Elisha. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. They want a man. They want to finish a man. Because the man is hearing all the secrets. They can't win because of one man. Hey! One man? Who understands the supernatural? One man! B bigger than an army. The city get anointed, you are thinking it's beans. They are joking with you. If you get anointed, you are bigger than the city. You have the advantage of any place you find yourself. Are you saying that the whole of Israel would have been swallowed up if not for one man? So they wanted in their heart now, this is the real Israel they are fighting. That's why they sent an entire army with chariots and every machinery to come and get the man down. But one with God is majority. Next part of scripture. They surrendered the city. this case is strong. Not just where he was, the whole city was surrounded. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" What a question. Sometimes you can be close to an anointed person and you don't even know. Look at this one. What shall we do? You know, it's very possible. Anointed people can be very casual sometimes. Have you not seen some men of God playing PS online? With the anointing they have, you see them playing PS. Are you not shocked? In fact, it's not them and another person. It's two men of God that are doing who to win. Hey, I beat up. You are now wondering, which mouth are they using? Which heart are they using to see those things? And to say those things? And hand are they using to wrought the miracles? That same hand that is playing keyboard, playing PS5. Now, if you have not prayed, you want to go and play PS5.
Right. Error.
As I'm saying now, you are bubbling your spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, speak to me, sir. Speak to me. If they play, I can play. Okay. They've done the assignment. That's why they are enjoying leisure time like this. You have not prayed. You carry PS5 money to tonight. No problem. Be winning. Be winning PS5. Let them be winning in life. You are winning in PS5. They are dealing with your life. Dealing with you. You have watched season 5 of Mali. You can't finish chapter 1 of Romans. 1. Anytime it's Romans, you start sleeping. Anytime it's Romans, your eye will start romancing you. Anytime. But if it's another thing, you will watch, your eye will be sharp. Just like church now, some people want to sleep. Why? As we just started teaching, their eyes started doing romancing, romancing, romancing. WWW. But take them back home now, they'll be, oh boy, put that season 5, we'll continue. And when the servant of the man of God saw everything, he said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do?" It's so sad. We can learn something there. He didn't even know the ability of his master. He didn't know. He said, "What shall we do?" Not be familiar with the anointed. Very important. Sometimes we play better than everybody. All of my friends, came for his brother's wedding. I know all of them. The pastor in Lagos now. So he married one thief lady. Is it thief lady? No. There's this tribe that are closest to the thief. Etilo. The lady is Etilo. And he is thief. So they got married. And I was invited for the wedding. So when I just saw him, I just cracked one old joke we used to joke in school. He started laughing like he would roll on the ground. He now said he doesn't know why anointed men of God likes to play too much. He works in Christ Embassy. He's in their major choir. He sings with their major choir. Now, he said, he now told me, Pastor Chris will just come and look at them and start yapping the instrumentalists. Now, one time the pastor looked at the bassist and said, "You play so bad. So bad. So bad." Not in a way that he will feel bad. He was more like mocking the guy. He said, "The way you play me is so terrible." And he was laughing, and that's how he cracks jokes around. Hallelujah to Jesus. So he said when he saw his pastor cracking jokes like that, he was wondering, is it not this same man of God that will meet the sick person? Get out! And every time you meet him, he's always playing. You know, people don't know that these things are decorum. I was in Jones one time for one of my friends was talking to me about a certain man of God, very popular. I will not mention his name. he was talking to his girlfriend. I don't think he's still married. And they were talking for over 1 hour before a program. So my friend was like, he was wondering that they have program. And this man is talking. He wanted to see how the program would be. When he saw people on the ground, people rolling on the ground, he said, Jesus Christ, do you know what happened? This man was talking with his girlfriend for like 1 hour, and he was telling us that we see how love is shocking him. He was just joking with us that this thing is love. That them, do they have girlfriend? They said no. He said, yeah, he's a liar, you have girlfriend. Then they were now shocked. Not like he was doing a bad or evil thing. He wants to marry. He has right to have a girlfriend. Are we together? But they were so surprised that he was that jovial. And in the service, when he just entered, he boned his face throughout the meeting till he finished. And things were happening. You know, sometimes when you laugh, people don't touch the anointing. They feel like everything is a joke. But when you bone your face, so portals are opening now. All right, so I believe Elijah was like me. He was a very jovial person. And that is why the man was wondering, he said, what would we do? Master, what are we going to do? That's part of scripture. So he answered, do not fear. What? Army surrounds city with AK-47. I know you are looking for AK-47 there. The present day equipment can be likened to people that cover the whole city for one man. Hallelujah to Jesus. For one man, oh. AK-47, everything. I wanted to say the kind of gun our military use. I just remember the Boko Haram used better gun. So I couldn't say that. Good guns. Hallelujah. Our military are trying. The guns those guys are using is the military gun is pap, pap, pap. I tell you the truth. As well. They kill a general just to all car and run. Car refuse to run. Because one man will collect the money and press the money down. If it was just pressing to bury the money, would have even been excited. He will carry the money and give one small girl that put Kayamata on her hand. You remember the first service? And that's where all the money is going to. All. You see our nation, people are stealing money. You think they are stealing it to do something nice. It's one girl. One small girl, 19, that went to the river and got Kayamata. If you check some girls, you cannot tell me men are richer than girls in this country. It's not possible. There are some girls who are 25. You see their account balance. It can bless your entire generation till Jesus comes. I tell you, that's what they do. I was talking to a guy in Auburn that retired himself. He refused to work there. He said they were using them to do rubbish, and he said he was not going to be part of it. So he said he cannot do government job. So he quit. He's a pastor. And he told me, he said they would tell him to be adding space and be collecting money. And every time they do that thing, those guys will gather on Friday and be eating meat. That's where they used to go and give them the money, with girls seated on their lap. And he told himself he's not going to do that work again because he can't compromise his faith. A general. You know what it means to be a brigadier general? Somebody that has fought several wars in different countries. Is war in a part of his country that killed him. They own moto. Moto did not own. They own the moto. It did not own. And some bastard came and shot him and he died. It's so sad. You know, I was online which day. In the middle of the night, I was telling my wife I'm carving a reply for this bastard they call Gumi. Online. So I was carving a reply for him. And he was like, if the Iran and the Israelites could negotiate, why? What are you telling me? Why will not? Why will headsmen or bandits with Nigerian military or the government not? What's the word you always use? Huh? Use that word you always use now. Reconcile or something. Dialogue. Yeah. He said, why are they not dialoguing? That is less than 24 hours after that general was dead. He's not talking about the dead general. He's talking about reconciliation. So I saw Dr. Malangumi something. I said, I think the doctor should be a mistake. If it's not a mistake, you should be Doctor of Fulani. You can go and check my his comments. If you see the post, you see my comment on that. It should be Doctor of Fulani Affairs. Because this doctor did not add anything to your brain. I said it. I called him a religious bigot, a shame to humanity, and whatsoever. I described him the way Satan has molded him. I described him like that. Then one of my classmates, who is a military man, now commented, said, Pastor, I'm disappointed in you. He said, you are a pastor. You are supposed to be agreeing with Gumi for dialogue. If the government are failed, what should we do if not dialogue? And I said, young man, I am more disappointed in you, a military man that has no brain. If you truly understand the military code, I told you, as if you understand the military code, which I know, you will not talk like that. In fact, if it's military that we used to know, you should have been arrested by now for this comment. That in less than 24 hours that your general died, you have the impetus to agree with Gumi on dialogue. What a shame you are to the military. In fact, you are the re-bloody civilian. You are not a military person. You can imagine the rubbish, the kind of country we live in. They have over 1,000 Boko Haram who entered Abuja recently for rehabilitation. The man that was training them from the US was receiving confession from one of them. He said, I've killed over 100 Nigerians and I've slept with raped several ladies. And his sins are forgiven because Tinubu is Almighty God. He has forgiven their sins and their iniquities. He will remember them no more. What a shame. What a disgrace to leadership. Hallelujah to Jesus. What a shame for somebody who has rendered many fathers to be widowers, many mothers to be widows, many children to be orphans. I can't tell you the number of military men today who have no hands and legs. Talk less of the ones who are dead in the grave, scattered into pieces. They pack their meat and bury them. And these bastards are receiving pay from the federal government, traveling even to Mecca. They are supposed to be in there. What a shameful country we live in. I hate to talk about politics. Let's continue what we're saying. I always pray that God, don't allow me to talk politics. Don't. Kai Regabash. So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And you know the most painful part? It is some of us, especially in this state, who have not learned our lessons. The souls who are dead, I wonder how stupid they think of us in this state. The 100 and something, I'll be 70 something, I'll be 80 something that were buried along that way, Fokota's extension. The several that have died due to Fulani's, looking at us, still shouting and raising brooms up. Because of our stomach. Sometimes I don't have a wicked heart. Sometimes I used to wish like I should pray and say, God, give these foolish people a taste of what these other people are experiencing. Just give them a taste so that they can have wisdom. We are talking about right now. There's probably a lineage. There are lineage, not if there's a word like lineages, that have been wiped up from the earth. In this Yelwata, like nobody remain in the family. You go there to today, you will be seeing bones of human beings. We are in a country that we are already used to death. How many of you were moved by the last news of death you heard? It doesn't move you again. There was a time in this country that if one person died in the state, you see everybody in the comment section. Now it's a normal thing. They kill 280 here, they kill 30 there. We continue. In fact, the next day is campaign. So he answered and said, do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Are more than what? He was seen in the spirit. He was seeing his supernatural provision in God. The Bible says the things which are not seen, they are more real. Hold on to the things that are unseen, they are more real. This was a physical world. It's not a fairy tale in the realm of the spirit. It was a physical world. He could see the angels, Elisha, in the Old Testament. He has spiritual sight, talking of you in the New Testament. He spoke it by faith. And suddenly angels were everywhere. But you, the Bible has promised you that you are in an innumerable multitude of angels. It's not a joke. Angels are around you. On the strength of that, he was protected. He was secure. His life was secure. Look at the next part of scripture. In verse 17, the Bible says, it says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. Does this prayer sound familiar? Paul praying that the eyes of your understanding may be what? Be enlightened. So that you see into God's provision for you. So these things are real. See how they worked here. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. But as a resultant effect, Gehazi was protected. But it was all around Elisha. Next part of scripture. So when Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, remember, I always used to explain this thing. The angels were everywhere. Like pillars of fire. Everywhere with chariots. But if Elisha did not give a word, nothing would have happened to the opposition. The Bible says, so when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike these people, I pray, with blindness. He didn't say, Lord, please. He prayed to the Lord. But what did he do afterwards? He decreed. You see the kind of prayer we're talking about here? Praying as a king and as a priest. He says, strike these people with blindness. He was diffident. I strike you all with blindness. And they were all blind. An entire army, over 1 million army, all blind. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of who? This is Old Testament. Are you feeling some heat in your spirit? You can do better in the New Testament. Next part of scripture. Now Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor this is the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. Next part of scripture. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men. Hi. See how somebody is playing with an entire army. Kai. That they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes. And they saw. And there they were inside what? Samaria. One man. Playing Ludo with an entire generation. Because he understood the supernatural. See, I can never be broke in my life. I can never be sick. See, I refuse to be sick. The Lord just spoke to my heart. You are AS. You want your AS to be AA. Receive it now. Yes. Thus says the Lord. He said, you are AS. You have been praying your AS to be A. I don't know if ASS, but of course, if you are there to receive it. But I'm hearing AS, wanting to be AA. Thus says the Lord, receive it now. And listen, it's so casual. It sounds so casual until you do a test. Go and check. AS have been turned to what? A. As you receive in faith, you shall see. I just sense it so strong in my heart. Go and test. And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw, blah, blah, blah. Verse 21. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? Is it the king calling Elisha my father? But in the present time, his widow is calling the president our father, who is in Asurok. Hallowed be your name. You know, fake men of God always have alignment with government. Like the Pharisee. They were one with the government. They liaised with the government. Shall they crucify him? Crucify him. They're always like that. Like they are quiet now. You see, as they are quiet, they are saying something. Woke up. See, they are sowing a seed that they can't reap. Now it's only Dachumu and a few people that are talking. I said it one time. I say most Yoruba pastors are quiet. I said it, I will say it every time. I will say it. They are quiet. A time will come. Questions will be asked. What a man sows, you reap. I'm not against the Yorubas. I have plenty. In fact, I have mentors and I mentor people there. But when I said it, they won't agree with me. When Tinubu became president, there was one useless prophecy that was flying about that Saul will first come before David. Who is Saul? Then if it was Saul, it would have been better. Who is this Saul? I wish we had Saul. What was really Saul's problem? He disobeyed God by eating the sacrifice. Do you get what I'm trying to say? By carrying their meat, just meat. My God. I'm calling this person Saul. What rubbish prophecy. I told you, you see, when you don't understand God, that's when they will sway with those useless prophetic words. They shouted, Paul, look, they all said it. I know their names. I will not call their names because it's paining me that I can't call the names. I watch all the prophecy. Saul will come, then David. Who is David? Now look at the atrocities happening. Somebody coming up on TV and telling us price is high, but like other African countries, let us even thank God. You can imagine. And that's what we want to vote on. You will see people that will vote for that man in this state. There are plenty on your mandate who will stand. Cowards. And they are Christians, though, like I heard Pastor Irene saying. He said, we are praying for the nation. Still, some Christians, their PVC is ready. They'll go and vote the wrong people in power. Don't go and vote them. Then you'll be wondering why the nation is not changing. God, change our nation. What are you praying in church when you have the power to undo things? What are you praying? When you finish, you're not going to be praying for nation. That kind of prayer is an insult to heaven. I told my wife one time, I said, you see, as I'm talking, the day they will come and say, they don't want me in this state, I will tell all of you, let's relocate. I'm not scared one bit of anybody in this state. One bit. There's no fear. I'm not trying to build any resources anywhere, an empire anywhere. I'm not. But to keep quiet, I'm not part of the keeping quiet. I'm not part. I just pity my people. I pity them. The way they think so backward. Everybody's thinking his stomach. As long as I get my share, let the rubbish continue. Don't think about the people who have died. Do you know how many thousands of people have died in this state right now? Do you know how many villages are ceasing to exist right now? Some of us, as we are seated here, we don't have village again. Imagine somebody who died, they want to go and bury him with police convoy. Why are they carrying the police? Because Fulanis are in the village. And we have a government, they will ask you what is happening. He said, it's nothing. They are speaking English. It's calculated calculation. No, it's 1 + 1. It's not only calculation. I know some of you, I don't think you would have heard this from my mother, but I prophesied this thing. I said it already. Say, don't give me road. Protect people's life. Is it cows that will walk on the road? We are talking today, there are many IDP camps in this state. People are living there. Human beings left their village. That's where they are living. It would have been far better if these people are farming and living their lives normal. It will even reduce the cost for the government. But because we can't even confront this bastard in the bush, we can't confront them. Recently, they say they've entered Ikpayongo. Ikpayongo is just here. Ikpayongo. After Ikpayongo is Api, then Makodi. Just, yeah. There's one place they call Mba something. Banlong. They killed people there. Ikpayongo. Massacred people there. It's not far. It's just here. If you trek yourself, you can reach it if you start early. But as I'm talking now, there are some people who are the advocates here. They are already going to give their chairman House of Rep. In fact, when they finish, they're going to write Comrade for House of Rep. because they don't think. Look at the disgraceful things our leaders are doing. The shameful thing they are doing up there. Some will even marry Muslims for political power. Jos was once like this state. Hope you know. Look at what is happening. There's a Jos North now, and there's a Jos South. It is now. It's as if the Muslims have mapped out and Jos North for themselves. This is the place I used to stay those days when I go to Jos. That's where I stay. I was asking my friends today, I said, well, how about Oasis of Lord Church? The one facing the main campus. He said, my brother, nobody is attending there. Nobody is there. Very big church. He said, my brother, nobody attends there. You will not see any living soul there again. Everybody have moved to this side. In fact, those that are there, they have locked their room. They are not going outside. Why? Because of hunger. I was telling leaders that these guys, nobody told me. See, it's not like it's a fairy tale. I know the thing because I grew in the north. They have people who are making millions to push their agenda, jihad. What they do is that they will make these millions. They will now have an ambassador in this state and tell him he's buying properties in the main town. So they just want to own the properties. They want to own it and put a mosque at the front of it. You see somebody just buying properties in town. You check his name, Aminu. You will think they are doing foolish things. One day you wake up only to realize that in every part of the town, they are there. I was asking, I said, how can we imagine that these guys are at the center of Jos called Terminus with a very big mosque? There is no big church like that in the center. You need to see that mosque. The day I entered Jos, when I saw the mosque, I was like, Jesus Christ. In the heart of town. You know, and on the man of God, I used to say something. I say, it is not, when you want to know a man of God, I tell you, this is the season to know a man of God. Many people will be quiet, not because of anything. They are quiet because they are laying up treasures on this earth. They have something they cannot lose. They are not willing to lose. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why, in fact, there are people who is their, you know, there was a prophet in my country. I had to block, remove him from my list. He is from that part of the world. They are killing. He has not said one thing. He's busy posting marketplace. Prophetic word for marketplace. They are killing people here. God is talking about marketplace. Insensitive to situations. As we are talking, and we invite some for prayer meeting in one of the House of Rep, we'll go and lead morning devotion. And they'll preach. But when they come to their podium, they can't talk because the number one partner is the one that is the point man. Check the Bible. Why did this man not collect money from King Ahab? What was his name? That stubborn young prophet. Micaiah, right? Is it Micaiah? Why did he refuse to collect money, gift, from the king? He said because he doesn't want his mouth to be what? Sure. He had to say the truth. That's why he did not collect any gift. It starts now. Vote, see. Vote the truth. Whether it's only you that vote, vote it. I will stand like this. Me, my wife, my daughter is not growing, if not three of us. When we vote the truth, whether it's only three of us, I will never be part of any failure. Even though we don't win, I know I did not vote rubbish. Let my conscience be clear. Nobody will kill you. Vote the truth. And if they are doing any out there like they want to kill people, don't go there. Your life is very important. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if the place is peaceful, go there and what? Vote the truth. I wanted to announce to you people, they started PVC. God has just caught this, my sermon. I'm still talking. They've started doing PVC. I heard it will expire very soon, Rabbi. All of you tomorrow. Are you people hearing what I'm telling you people? As good Christians, You must be part of nation building. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Go and get your PVC. Who is not up to 18 here? Raise your hand. If you are not up to 18, wave your hands up. Everybody here is up to 18. You see, interesting. Our sense wants to raise his hand. Go and get your PVCs ready. Are you all listening to me tonight? Get it ready. And vote rubbish out. I said it on my status. They will kill people. You will see people crying like anything. Well, see that woman, they killed her son in church. Mama, we all know her today. Mama, promise. She cried that it was her only son. That was the only person she had on the earth as part of her generation. What can you give to that woman today to console her? There is nothing in this world, no amount of money you can give to her that will give her peace and happiness. Died because of a useless government. See, let me tell you, these Muslims, extremists, they are not the problem of this country. The problem of the country is the useless government. It's not this Muslim extremists that are the problem. If the government knows what it's doing, if we have somebody like Trump in this country, you think these people will back? They will back? That they have impetus. There was an audio that leaked out. People are sending money, they are buying AK-47. Injust. Big men are sending money, they are buying, they want to take over the world of nuts. In fact, that place they killed, they want to take over that place. And when you went there, you stop at the airport. You say there is no light in the airport. Whose responsibility is it is give light? There is no light. You have just 10 minutes. You cannot console everybody. Blah, 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 blah. Let them put CCTV camera in the whole part of Jones. Over 4,400 camera in the whole part of Jones. Before you even left, finished, they still killed. Your word was like yeah word to them. They killed that same day. The next day, they killed. Even at yesterday, I was hearing of death in Jos. Every day they are killing people. See, Jos people should wake up, carry cutlass. You to buy hidden AK-47. $50-50. Anywhere those people are getting it, go and get it from their place. It's not everything they used to put on news. When they come, when you clear their doubt the one time, they will never come again. I heard the IG say nobody has right to gun in the country. Blah, blah, blah. For a man that they've attempted to kidnap him, he said more than 3 times. He desired to buy gun. But there are some people carrying cows and gun. And nobody talks to them because they are special citizens of the Federation of Nigeria. It's their father that built Nigeria. I hope some of you are having sense as I'm talking. If you like, go and vote rubbish. I'm speaking to you as a prophet. Vote rubbish. A friend of a thief is a thief. If you like, don't have understanding. Let him that knows, have understanding, calculate the meaning of the saying. One of my boys here told me he wants to enter into politics. But the problem is that he will start, I say, if I catch your leg. Not now. As long as you want to enter, useless, don't enter. There was one that is saying, son of Professor Simon, I heard that he's an advocate for rubbish now online. I said, delete my picture. Delete it! Delete my picture. Are you here tonight? Learn to stand for truth. I've said before, if it's my father that is supporting that party and comes for election, I pray he lose. May he never win. I will never be part of it. Every day, death in Benue. Every day, you are okay. You sleep and wake up and still say, yes, mother. sensitive. Don't wake up. The next time is you that is shouting. When they wipe you on your head, you say it in heaven. Since you don't have conscience, people are dying, you are saying rubbish. They don't understand criticism. That I criticize the government does not mean I hate the person. You are doing rubbish, sir. I don't hate you. I don't know you from anywhere. But sir, you are doing what? Rubbish. You want us to lie? Is it because they have not killed us yet? What rubbish is that? I was watching an interview. A young man said anything that will be part of killing the bandit is part of it. That from now, his name is a killer. Because they've killed, it's not a joking matter, they've killed his whole family. That anything that involves killing, he's part of it. Look at how they've useless that guy's life now. Very sad. I've said this several times. I don't know why. See, it's so painful what is happening in Jos and Benue, especially Jos. It's so painful. You will not understand. It's so painful. The governor cannot do anything. The people are, you know, it's because we are Christians. I said it last week. See, the Bible, in Bible days, they fought war. They fought war. There's a scripture that says, he strengthened my hand to war. Put Jesus put Jesus on the gun. Do you understand? Put tattoo Jesus, not on your hands, on the gun. Tattoo him. Draw cross on the catapult. Hey, God, oh, Jesus Christ. Draw Jesus, put his picture there. So that it will not be missing the target. Let them just observe that you people are not complaining again. You just create burial ground for bandits. That's all. Just write burial ground for bastards. Keep burying them. They'll just observe you people are not talking again. But people are reducing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the government, they are cowards in that when you speak, they try to come for you. Cowards. You criticize rubbish, they try to come for you. I was telling my wife one day, I said, God forbid, it's better I die than I don't talk. I'm not a coward. I can't even live on the earth if I'm seeing these kind of things, I don't talk about it. Come and kill me if you can, but I will always talk. What was the greatest thing you can do? You will try to stop me from doing this. I will leave your state. In fact, I will wash my feet and get out. There's nothing you can do to me. But you say we will not talk. Why will we not talk? Is it the building that is ministry? Why are we ministry? It's not because of human beings. Why would they be killing human beings that will keep our mouth shut? And some so-called Christians will say those fathers of faith are doing secret strategy. That's why they are not talking. For somebody who came out publicly and said every soul matters to the Lord. Moving everywhere. Right now, they are blessing cars in your assembly. See, we don't want to just talk some kind of things, but a lot of rubbish are happening. A lot of rubbish. Some are keeping quiet. People are dying. You are doing faith seminar. What rubbish? You are a father of faith. People are dying. You are doing. You are talking. You can't talk. God cannot tie you and say something is wrong. This is the same God who encountered Paul and said, what are you doing to me, Paul? Paul said, I did not do anything to you. He said, you are going to touch my people. There was one funny man of God I saw online saying God never told any pastor to speak against. I said, look at this. How somebody will come out and make a fool out of himself on the internet. If God can encounter some, when God talks about a thing, why would we not talk about it? Is Jesus not the standard? Did Jesus talk against killing? Why would we not talk about it? Did Jesus not stop Paul? We don't care who is not talking about it. Jesus spoke about killing. Killing of Christians. You claim to be a follower of Jesus, a father of the body, and you don't talk about killing. You are false. There is no two ways about it. It means you don't understand what Jesus has done for us. We've been called out from every tribe, people, and nation by the precious blood of Jesus. Meaning we are all one. But if ethnicity matters most to you, more than the souls of human beings who are your fellow body of Christ, then you don't understand Jesus. You don't understand Christianity. You are practicing your village culture. It doesn't matter whether you are my brother. If you like, be my firstborn. If you are doing rubbish, I will. In fact, I will tell the world you are not my brother again. You can't be on that seat and people are dying every day. I will disassociate myself with you. We are not brothers. You are a killer. How can I have an ambition? You know, I always love good luck Jonathan. Oh my God. I don't care what people say about him. He's an icon forever and ever. He said, my ambition is not worth the blood of any Nigerian. Not because he cannot stand that he won the election, no. But because he knows if he tries it, there will be bloodshed everywhere. The useless opposition that time has said the blood of baboons and monkeys will be seen split on the streets. He said, my own ambition is not worth. That's a true child of God. It's no word. No matter if you like insult anything, call him a drunkard, I don't care. I've never seen him drink. But for that single act, that is why the world are celebrating him today. And will ever celebrate him and his children. But with what this government is doing, if their children appear 20 years from now anywhere. In fact, the curses people have spoken over their children. The curses. But they have subjected Nigerians to fear. One day I was talking, my father saw me, he was streaming, he saw me talking against government. He said, Simon, please don't be talking about. I looked at my dad. I looked at my mom. Look at the fear. Of course, they're sincerely scared for their son. But see how they've subjected Nigerians to fear. That they are bullying you, they are dealing with you, you can't still talk. Because if you talk, they are coming to kill you. Everybody just being too careful. The Bible says, fear him who can only destroy the body and spirit in hell. Not human beings. Whether we like it or not, there's something wrong with the government. There's something wrong with the state of the church. I will say it over and over again. This season has proven that some pastors don't understand what the blood of Jesus have done. They are more interested that they are in their ethnicity than true Christianity. Because how can you explain that with all these things happening, you are seated in Lagos or Ogun or Ibadan and you cannot talk for the body of Christ? And you call yourself president of CAN, I mean president of PFA. President of what useless body? You know, I was telling one of my friends something. I said, see this man of God. They will go to their meetings and be teaching younger ministers about honor. They have boldness to say, some of you don't have honor for fathers. You don't have honor for souls to your shame. You don't have honors for God to your shame. You can confront anybody except the government. We, you can control, you see, we are your children. There's no correction, you can't correct us. Talk for us now. Many are dying. Many young pastors have died. Look at Reverend Dachumu. If two major voices can add to that man, there will be a shift. I bet you. If two major voices in this country, three, can begin to lend voices to that man, look at the frustration that man is going through. Has been given opportunities several times to leave the country. He says he's not leaving his people. Nobody is talking. The man is conducting mass burial every day. One foolish man of God is doing a faith seminar in Lagos. You did not say anything about it. And when another nation say they are coming to help us, you are giving us option. They are coming for our mineral resources. See the rubbish. With the souls that have died. You did not talk anything when people started dying. When they came and say, protect mineral resources. So, mineral resources, let them pack the mineral resources and keep our souls safe. They should pack everything. What has it done to us? And if you are intelligent, there is a way you see things. Policies are tied to administrations. You can't tell me that president is this president if you are intelligent. You can't tell me that. This man has proven himself several times. In fact, when he was speaking in a speech at Miami in November, I think November 23 or 16, I told the media to do that clip for me. He said the American army has been misbehaving before. They go to countries and they just sustain war, they create wars. He said, but those days of the army being politically correct are over. Meaning he admitted that America has been misbehaving before. That will be in a country and be creating one, sustaining war, war will not finish. He said, but he has come to change narrative. You are there getting comforted by, is it Kamala Devil, Abi Kamala, whatever, all those people that don't have zero affinity for the blacks. They are saying they are for the blacks. Is it not under their watch they were killing us here in Nigeria during the time of Buhari? How many people have died in Sudan that call themselves the pastors? Do you know countless pastors that have died in Iran? You know the countless pastors that have died there? A lady was raped, they kill her for being raped. Why did she allow herself to be raped? Recently, a fighter was killed. Say it's blasphemy or something he did. They killed him. The first pastor in Sudan, Abi Iran, was killed. Hung and killed. By the government. We are seeing these guys behaving like, I don't know what word to use. Using human souls to lobby political positions. You are a governor, you are a president at the detriment of many people's souls. Many people's souls dying. And you are happy in that position. You don't care because you have passion to become a senator and a president. People should die. The day you die, nobody will remember you. See, if you stand for the people are the government. I don't know if some of you remember your government. We are the main government. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Can't protect your people. We're in a state, our motherland, and people are as living in camps. They have villages, they can't live there. A foreign bastards are living there, putting their flag. The military are watching them, they can't touch them. Shame on them. They can't touch them. It's so painful. Something is not right with this country at all. Something is not right. And when we turn to the last hope of the common man, which are the fathers of faith, everybody is quiet. Thank God that a few of them are rising now and speaking. And of course, these few ones have been consistent over the years. Meanwhile, there was a certain person who came out and said, the people are against the government. Now tell us what is wrong. Nothing. I'm overtired for the country. If you want to come and take me out, please be very, very fast. See, media caught this thing, splinter, and be pushing online. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Where is Imam God? Caught it, splinter. Don't even ask for my permission. Don't be posting it everywhere. I'm just tired. I don't really see the essence of doing ministry. If we cannot voice out like this, what is the aim of doing ministry? What are we really building as ministers of the gospel? I really don't know why I should be standing here and talking to people that I care about souls when Human beings are dying every day. The reason why we are here is because of souls. That's why we are standing here right now. And they are burying them every day. We can't hide, my goodness. A friend told me, he said, we cannot legislate and talk for and stand for human lives. And we are claiming that we want people who are spiritually dead to come to Jesus. Is it not when they are alive that will lead them to Jesus? If somebody is not alive, can we lead them to Jesus? It should be more, we should be more interested that people are dying without the knowledge of Jesus. We have come to a point in this country that all the men of God will carry one this thing and come and stand in Eagle Square or somewhere and march to the president's house. We have come to that point. If they do this, there will be a sea, there will be a revolution. Because these sons of the bond woman, they think they own this country. It's what they want that happens. I submit to you, if your many Christians will start backing out from those churches, they will know what to do. Like one that came out, I was telling my wife, was one of my friends today. He said, I don't care, condemn me to tomorrow. If you are a poor man of God, I cannot follow you. I don't care, keep on going. You cannot now come and let them condemn you for talking the truth. But when it comes to money, you can put your identity on the line. On the line. That one said, if I pity anybody paying attention to what he's even saying, except you don't have brain, you can't sit under that kind of human being and hear all those rubbish that he's saying. It's not today we know that one. We've known him all the days he was doing $1,000 for 1,000 members. We know it's not today we know him. Some of you are just knowing him today. We can never, even if there's no pastor to hear, sit down there and say, we're hearing anything. Guys, pray for your country. Me, I've finished preaching. In fact, there's no preaching. Pray for your country. Pray for this country very well, Lord. And act rightly. See, forget that only you are doing it. Do it. I don't care if somebody is watching me or not. I will not steal somebody else's money. I will not cheat somebody. Are you listening to me? I will behave like a Nigerian. Everybody is doing it. You to do it. That's cowardice. Sow the right seeds. I don't care if only me vote the person I think is right. I will vote the person that is right. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? Not like we are like Israel, like we are familiar, we are used to slavery. Slavery in this state. Celebrate losers. Bow your heads and pray. Father, we give you praise. Go ahead and pray for this country. Just pray. Pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray, 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 pray for the souls that have been afflicted due to deaths, their families. Pray that the Holy Ghost will help them to recover. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for security on your lives, the lives of your loved ones, your extended families, your businesses, all that concerns you. Pray. As your families keep on traveling, they will never be victims of Nigeria's predicament. God will protect them. God will keep them. And God will bring out these evil men, wherever they are, in government, wherever they are. God will bring out their dirty linen and get them destroyed. Go ahead and pray from the depth of your heart.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.